Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the gospel lesson from Mark chapter 15, where we hear once again in verse 17 and following, and they clothed Jesus in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. This is God's word. Once upon a time, when clothes became dirty, someone had to take them down to the river and rinse them over and over. Eventually, somebody came up with the idea of a washboard. You'd get water and soap and rub the dirty clothes against the washboard until the dirt came out. It was tough on the hands and the clothes, but you didn't have to go to the river anymore. These days, we throw the clothes in a machine, add soap, push a button. Brilliant ideas have made our lives easier across the board. Brilliant ideas save hands, save time, save clothes, presumably. But not all ideas born in the human mind are brilliant. Some are dull, and others are downright destructive. The heads that have come before ours have been able to solve problems such as washing clothes faster, keeping the inside temperature around 70 degrees no matter what. We are capable of brilliant thought, but we are just as capable of dark and twisted thought. One of the tempting dangers of our minds is that no one else can see what we think or imagine. And the person may then conclude that I'm free to think about whatever I want because these are only thoughts. Thoughts inside my head, no one else can see them. What's the harm in imagining or entertaining certain scenarios? No one's getting hurt. But here's the challenge. We are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Our thoughts are to be involved with our love of God. So having said that, do you think God would approve of all that goes on in your head? On this Ash Wednesday, I invite you to consider both your thoughts and the thoughts that occupied the mind of Jesus. Though it's nearly impossible for us to imagine, inside of Jesus' head were only pure, good, loving, holy thoughts. He was completely considerate of those around him. He was consumed with helping those in need. When Satan tried to lead Jesus into sin in the wilderness, our Lord's thoughts never strayed from the Word of God. His mind was made up. It was fixed on accomplishing his mission in Jerusalem. And here is what you really ought to find astonishing. Jesus fully understood what was going to happen in Jerusalem, and he went there anyway. And it didn't take long. After Jesus rode into Jerusalem, hailed as a hero, things got messy. Soldiers found thorns and wrapped them around Jesus' head, crafting a cruel crown. With all the good Jesus had done, he deserved a crown of gold, affixed with jewels. But what he got instead was grotesque. For the soldiers, this is just another day at the office. This was a callous bit of mockery shaped by a lifetime of execution and bloodshed. They were just doing what they did to criminals. Here was another Hebrew rebel to put down, one who said something about being a king. In these soldiers, we see something dreadfully familiar. We're reminded of just how easy it is for human minds to warp and become numb to violence and be entertained by torture, to slap God in the face and laugh about it. As Jesus staggered through the streets of Jerusalem, everyone could see the ugliness of the crown on his head. And in this crown of thorns, you can see how dark and ugly humanity can be. The soldiers dreamed it up and pressed it onto Jesus' head, but that crown was made of our hateful, twisted thoughts as well. The only one who didn't deserve to be wearing it was wearing it. His brow is encircled by sin, not his own. Yet he's wearing the awful crown. He makes no attempt to pull it off. He keeps walking that pathway to the cross because his mind is made up. O sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss, till now was thine. Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine. We can't do much about the thoughts that come into our heads. And we can try to think about good things and concentrate on brilliant ideas, but the dark images appear automatically. No act of will can stop them. What is there then to do? It's to do what we have been doing. It is to fix our minds on Jesus. Remember, Jesus fully understood what was going to happen to him in Jerusalem, and he went there anyway. He went there anyway to the cross, to lay down his head for what goes on in ours. The crown of thorns is a sickening symbol of suffering, but for you, it can be something else. It can be a sign of sacrificial love. Jesus decided to wear that crown for you. Jesus resolved to bear that cross for you. He understood that if you were left to pay for every ugly thought you've ever had, the debt would be insurmountable and the resulting prison would be inescapable. So he set his mind and took action and paid your debt with his life and mine and everyone else's thrown in. He didn't wait until your thoughts were all pure. He went ahead and paid and credited your account. Do you understand that Jesus did this specifically for you? To the degree that you do, you will have peace of mind and a settled heart. Because when we fixate on ourselves, the flaws and the failures are painfully obvious, but when you concentrate on Christ Jesus, you come to know that your flaws and failures and darkest thoughts were buried in Jesus' tomb. The price for them is paid. This means you can relax. You can be at rest. The goodness of God flows to you continuously. Wholeness and clarity come to you in your connection with Christ Jesus. Now that only makes sense if Jesus is alive. And that is the central claim of the Christian faith. Jesus died and rose again. So he is a living source of the integrity that comes from thinking through the forgiveness of your sins, bought and paid for by Jesus. Jesus is alive. The crown of thorns was worn only for a few hours. A kingly crown of eternal life has replaced it. And by faith, we follow Jesus through this pattern of suffering now, followed by His glory. His future is yours. He laid down His head for the thoughts that go on in ours, and He now fills our heads with visions of hope, heavenly worship. He now fills our heads, He pours into our minds a vision of a kingdom where the poor are lifted up, the sick are healed, the dead are raised. During this season of Lent, let us commit ourselves to flooding our minds with God's words, which will point us to the cross and the crown of our Savior Jesus. Would you please join me in a word of prayer? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, create in us clean hearts. Renew a right spirit within us and purify our minds that we may turn to You, that we may bring all of our sin and shame and lay it at Your feet at the cross where Your holy head was weighed down. We believe that Jesus laid his head down in death for what goes on in ours. But even now he fills our heads and our minds and our hearts with the forgiveness that he purchased and won. Continue to give to us, Lord Jesus, as we gather around your table. Touch us in your body and blood, given through bread and wine. And may this be for us a strengthening meal that gives integrity and clarity to the thoughts that we have about you. We pray this all in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.